AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. New York City police say a second body has been found at the site where a Manhattan building collapsed 3 days ago after an apparent gas explosion. Earlier today, another body was found amid the rubble. Authorities have been looking for signs of two missing men, both believed to have been inside a ground floor sushi restaurant at the time of the blast. Max Browning lives in the building next door and says he can't go back to his apartment, but that's okay considering what could have been.
I came in, picked up a bunch of stuff. Everything is completely, it smells like campfire, so just picking up stuff, just feeling like having some sense of normalcy, but yeah, you know, we're incredibly lucky considering the plight of other people.
Indiana Governor Mike Pence is defending the new state law that's garnered criticism over concerns it could foster discrimination. Pence tells ABC the law is about empowering people to confront government overreach and stresses that it was not a mistake for the state to have enacted it. But he says he would consider legislation that would clarify the law's intent. Officials involved in nuclear talks with Iran say Tehran is considering demands for further cuts to its uranium enrichment program, but is pushing back on how long it must limit technology it could use to make atomic arms. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond.
We're here because we believe a deal can be done. It's in everybody's interest that a deal does get done, but it has to be a deal which puts the bomb beyond Iran's reach.
He spoke from Switzerland. A southern Montana ski area has resumed normal operations and weather conditions have improved, allowing firefighters to attack wildfires that ignited the previous day in the state and northern Wyoming. About 650 skiers had been evacuated as a precaution. This is AP Radio News. Gene Sachs, a prolific actor and director who teamed up with playwright Neil Simon on Broadway and movie productions such as The Odd Couple and Barefoot in the Park, has died at age 93.
Gene Sachs died from pneumonia Saturday at his East Hampton home in New York, according to his son Daniel. A former actor who turned to directing, Sachs won Tonys for I Love My Wife, Brighton Beach Memoirs, and Biloxi Blues. He also directed the stage and film version of MAME, which starred his then-wife, Bea Arthur. Sachs grew up in New Jersey and had wanted to play basketball, but changed his mind when he played the title role in Charlie's Aunt. One of Sachs's last acting credits was playing a judge on Law and Order. I'm Julie Walker.
The group known as Doolittle's Raiders in World War II will receive the Congressional Gold Medal on April 15th and then on April 18th present it to the National Museum of the Air Force. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.